So, Cindy, where do you live?
I live about 3 miles south of Messina.
And back in October of 2019, were you living there?
Yes.
What do you do for work?
I'm an LPN. I work at the hospital in Corning, Iowa.
Can you just describe for the jury what an LPN is?
It's a licensed practical nurse. So I went to like 1 year of college instead of 2 years like the RNs do.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I have 5.
And back in October of 2019, how old was your youngest child?
23 months.
And was that child going to Ollie's daycare?
Yes, he was.
Now, at Ollie's daycare, when you would take a child there, what was just like the typical environment when you would arrive?
The kids were all well behaved. It was never...
And Cindy, I'm specifically asking, what would you normally do when you arrived?
Normally when I arrived with my child, I would sit there and talk to Ellie until my child felt comfortable going playing with his friends because he was kind of a clingy little guy.
Did you take your child to Allison's daycare on October 7th?
Yes, I did.
Do you know what time you got to Ellie's daycare?
Approximately 8:05 in the morning.
And when you got there at 8:05, what did you do?
I got my son, I walked in, took his coat off and his shoes, and there was a bench sitting there. I usually sit there with him. And then, I don't know, I'll just talk to Allie and see what's going on in the world.
Is that what you did that day?
Yes.
Now, when you got there, did you notice that there was another baby there?
Yeah, I noticed there was a car seat sitting in the room we were in with a child in it.
Did you learn that this was Luca Hodges?
Yeah, I learned later, yeah.
Can you just describe Luca to the jury?
He was in the car seat. He had a little blanket over like his chest and legs, and he was sleeping.
And what happened next?
Well, about like 15 minutes or so, the baby starts stirring in the car seat. So Allie got up and went to go get him out of the car seat. I was still sitting there. He was just in a onesie, and it was like a cool morning, I remember. And so Allie and I put some pants and some socks on him. And then I asked if I could hold him before I left.
Did you hold him?
I did.
Well, this has been typical behavior at the daycare.
Yeah, everybody holds everybody else's kids.
So you started to hold him. What happened next?
Well, I was just holding him. He was lying, had his head on my right arm, and my son was sitting next to me. And a few minutes after I had been holding him, Allie had told me that he hadn't finished his bottle yet, so he handed me his bottle of milk. So I attempted...
Keep going.
So I attempted to feed him, and I noticed that he was trying to suck on the bottle, but he really wasn't latching on. And his eyes were, if I was holding him, he was looking like behind me and like towards the wall. So I just assumed that he was maybe looking at a coat or something on the wall.
And did this behavior appear abnormal to you at the time?
I guess at the time, no.
Looking back, does it appear abnormal to you?
Now, yes. I would say, yeah, it was abnormal.
And what makes you say that?
Just the way he was, like, staring off that way.
Now, Cindy, you testified that you're an LPN nurse. Who's the typical demographic that you work with as a nurse?
I mainly work with adults and geriatrics.
What does geriatrics mean?
Older people.
Have you ever worked as a nurse with children?
I never, that I remember, have never taken care of, like, small children.
Do you know approximately how long you were at Alice and Dorsey's to take care of that day?
I left around 8:45 that morning, which is, I stayed longer than normal, just because I was holding the baby, and my son was really clingy that morning, because I worked night shift all weekend, so he didn't really want me to leave, but that's not abnormal for him. I mean,
that makes sense. I have no further questions, Cindy. Thank you.
Mr. Platt.
Thank you, Ms. Gossman. You were interviewed by Special Agent Dan Dawson from the Division of Criminal Investigations, correct?
Yes.
And you said to them in conclusion, if you had known or thought something's wrong, you would have called somebody, right?
Correct.
And you told them that you didn't observe anything unusual about Luca at all while you were there.
At the time, he...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was roughly October 16, 2019, correct?
I don't remember the date, but...
But not too long after.
Right.
And then you had a deposition in 2021, correct?
Yes.
And at that time, now you're coming up with... Luca was looking past you, correct?
He was, yes.
Right. And were you a trained nurse in 2019?
I was.
And so did you receive some additional training that made you realize that Luca looking behind you was abnormal that you didn't have in 2019?
No.
So what you told special agents was correct. There wasn't anything unusual about Luca during the time from roughly 8 to 8:45 a.m. that you were there.
I just thought that was how he acted.
And otherwise, when it came time to feed him, did you know whether he had just eaten or not?
Allie just said he hadn't finished his bottle.
Suggesting that he had eaten somewhat recently.
Yes.
And you didn't know his feeding habits, right?
No.
Or his nickname Spike because of his slow eating habits, correct?
No, I didn't.
Nothing further.
Okay.